Well, it's not entirely clear yet how far this plan went, but the idea that they were looking into was to subcontract the assassination of Al-Qaeda operatives to Blackwater. I mean, that's what's known. What's not known is how far the program went. I mean, clearly there were no assassinations, but the controversy seems to be over the fact that this was hidden from Congress, and that is what's been the issue. I mean, this has been the story that's been bubbling for some weeks now about this covert program that when the new director, Leon Panetta, discovered what it was, he felt that he had then to brief Congress on this issue.
President Gerald Ford passed a law.
Yeah, he signed an executive order banning these kind of operations. And that's always been the question with Blackwater. I mean, you know, why is it that they have been involved in so many things that appear to be, you know, military functions? I mean, Kofa Black, who used to be the director of counterterrorism at the CIA, who then went to work for Blackwater, I mean, he denies it, but is alleged to have boasted that, you know, that in 2006, that Blackwater could produce a brigade size of personnel for, you know, the suitable kinds of jobs. And it seems as though it was always Blackwater's ambition to push into doing sort of privatized military functions and intelligence functions. And people who've written about Blackwater's owner and founder, Eric Prince, I mean, have described how he was, you know, in and out of the CIA on a monthly basis, and particularly the Directorate of Operations.
What kind of things was Blackwater doing in Iraq?
In Iraq, I mean, they were originally contracted to do a protection job for US government personnel. A lot of the contracts that they were initially given, in fact, two-thirds of them were on a no-bid contract, so there was no competition for these contracts. They were simply awarded to them. And it's when Blackwater really came to prominence, both as a business and imprinted itself in the public mind. And you used to see them flying around in these little black helicopters above convoys, or riding around on convoy duties, always very, very obvious, and kind of bandanas and, you know, these big muscly men sort of making no effort at discretion or a low profile. And they had amongst other security contractors, particularly, you know, some of the British ones, I suppose, so they had a bad reputation. I mean, they were, you know, their nickname amongst some people was Ditchwater.
Now that President Barack Obama is running the White House, what sort of things is Blackwater doing now for the US government?
Well, there was always this expectation that Blackwater would be pushed out of the scene because of its notoriety. But in fact, what's happened is that it's rebranded itself. It calls itself Z Services. And despite being banned by the Iraqi government from operating in Iraq, it's still alleged to operate there under the auspices of something called the US Training Center, which will continue until September. And under Barack Obama, there has been a large increase in the use of private military contractors in Afghanistan, and that includes Blackwater personnel.